Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the presidential race, it's heating up, and there is an indictment in the air. As a matter of fact, over at Fox News, Dana Perino, who of course was a former press aide to President George W. Bush, she's a Republican, she said, "We are in the indictment zone." Is that a place anyone wants to be, or do you want to be instead at the UFO ET zone? There is a very credible sounding group of people, and it's not one or two. It's several who claim to not only have seen an unidentified flying object in the sky, but as I've seen some creatures who emanated from that object. They were 10 feet tall. This is in Las Vegas. No, this has nothing to do with Bigfoot. We will bring you the latest on that issue. And we'll also be speaking to the mayor of a city that has gotten into a great deal of controversy with an ordinance that means no sit, no lie. And it isn't banning lying in terms of telling untruths. It's banning lying as in lying on the grass or lying on the sidewalk. It is designed to curb the presence of homeless people, especially near sensitive areas where homeless services are provided. We'll be speaking to Mayor Cassie Franklin of Everett, Washington, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And ABC News is reporting that former President Donald Trump received a letter from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office informing him that he is the target of an ongoing investigation related to his handling of classified information while out of office. Sources familiar with the matter confirmed. The point of a target letter is to put the subject on notice that they are facing the prospect of indictment. Department of Justice guidelines state that the prosecutor in appropriate cases is encouraged to notify such a person a reasonable time before seeking an indictment in order to afford him or her an opportunity to testify before the grand jury. Trump has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and argues he is being singled out by enemies. "I've done nothing wrong, but I have assumed for years that I am a target of the weaponized DOG and FBI," he wrote on social media this week. He also wrote this, President Trump, most recently, "Wow, this is turning out to be the greatest and most vicious instance of election interference in the history of our country. Remember, I'm leading the sanctimonious big," as big in capitals, "in the polls, but more importantly, I'm leading Biden by a lot. Also, and perhaps most importantly, they are launching all of the many fake investigations," fake with a capital F, "against me right smack in the middle of my campaign, something which is unheard of and not supposed to happen. DOG, FBI, New York AG, New York DA, Atlanta DA, fascists all." And longtime Trump aide Taylor Budowich was asked yesterday before the grand jury, this is the one that's been set up in Florida, about the documents at Mar-a-Lago. He was asked yesterday to appear before the grand jury about a past public statement on behalf of Trump representing that the former president had not retained classified records, source said. He obviously had retained classified records. The Florida grand jury is separate from a panel that has already been convening in Washington, D.C. These are two different grand juries for presumably two different violations and potential indictments. One in Washington, D.C., that regarding to a terrible day in Washington, D.C., a day when the Capitol building was attacked. And yes, it was attacked. By the way, they just indicted another Hollywood actor who is a popular TV star as being part of the January 6th riots. We will get to that. It's now 1,040 people who have been arrested and charged because of the riot on January 6th. That's the Washington grand jury, and there's a lot going on there, supervised by Jack Smith, who was appointed by the president to try to investigate some of the charges against President Trump. Just like there's another prosecutor, Robert Hoor, who is investigating President Biden for the papers that were left in his garage. The difference appears to be there are no charges that Biden knew about the papers in his possession or refused to cooperate with the National Archives. A part of the charge against Trump would presumably be for obstruction because he didn't answer the demands for returning the classified documents that belonged to the government and not to him. The Florida grand jury, separate from the panel in Washington, D.C., the investigation began last year when the National Archives alerted the FBI that government documents Trump had returned after having been out of office for about a year, included 184 that were marked classified. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. There was also this horrible attack in France, and this goes to some of the concerns by Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is going to be determined to be in the news, because if there is going to be some kind of replacement for Joe Biden because of concerns about his age and health and things of that nature, and there's more and more conversation about that. Juan Williams has a column saying that the Republicans should be careful not to put too much emphasis on Biden's age because of the elderly nature of so many Republican leaders. But in any event, the idea here is that what happened in France is an indication that horrible, horrible things can happen even without guns. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is proposing a national constitutional amendment that would basically restrict gun ownership in a way that he obviously acknowledges the Second Amendment prevents. In Annecy, France, a man armed with a knife attacked a group of preschool children who were playing by a lake in this very scenic location in the French Alps today. He wounded four as well as an adult, sending shockwaves through the country. The suspect is a Syrian in his early 30s who was granted refugee status in Sweden in April. Witnesses described the suspected knife man running around in a frenzy, apparently attacking people at random, before he was shot by police near the banks of Lake Annecy. We will get to all of this, also to the idea that the LA Times suggesting that Biden should remind voters how right he was to pick Harris. Wouldn't that actually, if Joe Biden did that, wouldn't people say that, well, he was acknowledging that he may not serve out his term? There's actually a good example of Nikki Haley, who has had a very disciplined campaign, going pretty far in saying that she doesn't think that Joe Biden would make it to age 86, which is how old he would be at the end of a second term, so that if you're voting for Joe Biden, you're really voting for Kamala Harris. We will get to that as well. And yelling Bible verses, is that against the law? Should it be broken up by police? A Bible verses where? At a pride event. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
I hate what you've done to us! I hate what you're doing to us! I hate you!
Michael Medved.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From President Trump on his Truth Social social media site, he writes, "The fake case against me must be immediately dropped, and the Inspector General should launch an investigation into this and many other all-too-obvious wrongdoings and crimes taking place at the DOJ and the FBI." And this, by the way, coming after he had already sent out a previous truth, as they're called on Truth Social, saying that Republicans in Congress should make their top priority stopping the investigations against him, against President Trump. This is Fox News. This is Dana Perino on the Trump classified materials case and where we stand just now.
I think that we are in the indictment zone. I don't know if it's tomorrow. I don't know if it's next week. I don't know if the grand jury is going to come back and say, we don't think an indictment is warranted here. That could also happen.
Could happen.
But I do think that your point about Trump's lawyers meeting with the prosecutors, and we haven't heard that that went super well. So that's why I think we're in the zone.
So could Donald Trump just stay at Mar-a-Lago or wherever he is and say, come and get me?
He could. I think there's the likely scenario and then what could possibly happen, which might actually happen under President Trump. The likely scenario is that his lawyers are informed that he is going to be indicted. He needs to turn himself in. They give him an opportunity to surrender, just like he did a few months ago in the New York case. So he comes to D.C. or wherever they are filing the case, and you will have an arrest. Now, we didn't get a picture. Remember,
do you get one in a federal case?
Not necessarily. I think this is so unprecedented.
Right.
This is a former president, also a candidate in the election.
This is crazy.
So it is unprecedented.
Okay, it is extraordinarily unusual. There was a suggestion by Asa Hutchinson, who is the former governor of Arkansas, who's one of now the dozen announced GOP candidates for the presidential nomination. He's also a former congressman. Everyone is concerned, who's running for president, about getting that 40,000 different contributors, and that's the exact number you need. You need them spread over a bunch of different states. Contributing money to your campaign, that will qualify you to get into the debate. But the other thing that you have to do to get into the debate is to sign a document that says you will agree to support any of the candidates who is nominated, that you will support the Republican nominee. And even Mike Pence, who came out with a very hard-hitting, I think very effective, announcement of candidacy yesterday, and one that was very critical of President Trump when he was asked about it. He was asked, would you support President Trump if he won the nomination? And Pence just repeatedly wouldn't answer the question directly, but he said again and again, I will support the nominee of my party, which means that he would sign such a document and fine. But Asa Hutchinson, who has been running with some pretty open criticism of President Trump, I mean, not on the same level of intensity as Chris Christie, but certainly on the same level of intensity as Mike Pence, in any event, he said that that should be changed and should say that I will agree to support my candidate of my party as long as he has not been convicted of some kind of gross misdemeanor or felony. And again, that's probably meaningless because the chances that they would finish an indictment and a trial and a conviction of Trump on any of the things he's charged with, that they would finish that before the debate is scheduled in August, the chances of that are slender. That's not likely to happen. More information, this from the Daily Mail, about that Syrian refugee. He was running around this playground, and he knifed at least four children. The attacker was identified as Abdalmash, age 31, first name, I guess, Abdalmash. He was screaming, in the name of Jesus Christ, as he repeatedly stabbed a toddler in his pram in front of his screaming mother in a frenzied attack at a French playground that saw four children altogether, including a British girl, who were knifed. The attacker was clutching, while he knifed people, onto a necklace with a crucifix on it before he launched his rampage in a lakeside park in the town of Annecy a tourist hotspot in southeastern France. This was at about 9:45 this morning. The distressing video, it says, shows the attacker running into the small playground and then repeatedly stabbing a toddler in his pram while his screaming mother tries to protect him from the attack. What is the relevance here to the United States in particular? We have plenty of horrible, horrible, horrible attacks here in this country. But they are generally addressed by the political class as requiring more regulation of guns and gun ownership, and the whole idea that it's because we have too many guns in this country. This, again, is a stabbing. But Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, released a video proposing a new amendment to the Constitution, proposing the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to help end the gun violence crisis. These are the motivations that Governor Newsom described for his proposal. Listen, clip 14A.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They tell us we have to stand by and watch tragedy after tragedy unfold in our communities. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment, and that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today, I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that.
Okay, and what would that 28th Amendment involve? Here's what he explains. This is clip B. We'll get to that. But first we're going to be speaking to the mayor of Everett, Washington. They just passed a new bill in Portland allowing the suppression of homeless people during daylight hours, sleeping in public parks. What about the no-sit, no-lie order in Everett, Washington? We'll be speaking to Everett Mayor Cassie Franklin. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Makes no sense.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It looks like Ukraine's forces are on the counteroffensive. Several reports say troops armed with Western weapons and NATO training are engaged in intense fighting in southeast Ukraine. The air remains very bad in much of the east, bad enough for these New Yorkers to dig out their COVID masks. Well, some of them.
I have to say, it got me into a little bit of a funk.
I should have a mask on.
Breathing in, you can still feel a little bit in your chest.
A big victim of the bad air today is air travel. Nearly 2,000 flights nationwide already delayed or canceled. Lawmakers in Alabama must redraw the state's congressional lines now that the Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that says Alabama's current district lines discriminate against black voters. One of the most influential men in Christian politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and 700 Club host Pat Robertson was 93. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is an honor to welcome to the show the mayor of Everett, Washington, Mayor Cassie Franklin, who has been directly involved in this ongoing controversy about the what's called the city's controversial no-sit, no-lie ordinance. The Everett City Council has actually expanded the original ordinance. The basic idea, Mayor Franklin, and I understand they've counted homeless people in Snohomish County, most of whom are congregating in Everett because that's where the facilities are, the resources are. But Snohomish County, over 1,200 unsheltered homeless people, is that right?
That's correct. And Everett is the county seat, the largest city on the I-5 corridor north of Seattle, so we see the majority of those folks right here in our city.
Right. And when you say no sit, no lie, this is not because you're trying to punish or torture people. What is the purpose of saying that there are going to be specific areas, like a 110 block area, apparently, where homeless people are just not permitted to plop themselves?
Yeah, so, I mean, we already have a no-sit, no-lie area around the Mission, and it's been working very well in that area, and we decided that there's other areas that have been really problematic in our city, and so we wanted to create buffer zones around service facilities, and also buffer zones around businesses and residents that have been experiencing really significant impacts. And I guess I'd like to separate. This isn't criminalizing homelessness. This is holding people accountable for criminal actions that are engaged in criminal activity on our streets. So when we have somebody who's down on their luck, they've fallen on hard times, family folks that are needing help, we work to get them in a hotel, into temporary housing, and connect them with resources and services. But we have other individuals that are perhaps chronically unsheltered, but they are engaged in a lot of illegal behaviors, whether they are openly using drugs, shoplifting to support their habit, breaking into cars and garages, and really just causing a lot of harm in our community. We want to say that in certain areas, we need to clear that type of behavior so that people can access services that they need.
And when you talk about the association between homelessness and substance use disorder and addiction, how do you make a clear distinction between those two phenomena? Because they appear to be so directly related, with such a high percentage of homeless people who have substance use disorders.
Well, I think when people think about homelessness, they are thinking about people that may be suffering from severe behavioral health issues and substance use disorder. But there is a lot of folks experiencing homelessness or unsheltered in our communities that are not under the influence. And those are we probably don't see those individuals. Or when you see them, you don't know that they're experiencing homelessness because they're working to be productively engaged in the community. They are trying to access services. Maybe they're being housed in a hotel temporarily. We can get them the supports they need, but we really in the state are far behind in getting access to treatment and mental health services. And so we have people with severe challenges on our streets, and they're perhaps using drugs to self-medicate their illness, but that is, you know, engaging them in illegal activities, and that's causing harm to everyone around them. So they don't belong outside. It's not safe or humane for them to be living like that outside, and it's certainly not safe for the rest of the community. So we want to be able to incentivize them to get the services and supports that they need.
Again, there were some opposition at the city council to the no-sit, no-lie ordinance. One citizen said this actually gives the public permission to hate them. And there were others who said that going back to 2021 when this first came into prominence, that this was actually a reaction of that was cruel, to which you say...
That's absolutely not the case. You know, I'm a former service provider. Before I was mayor, I ran a program helping homeless youth and their families. I care deeply and passionately about everyone in this community, whether they're sheltered or not, whether they're addicted or ill or not. But people need to live in society, and it's not safe or compassionate to have people living outside, openly using fentanyl, stealing from folks or harassing folks because they don't have the capability to live successfully with others. We need to then be able to get those folks into the supports they need. It's not criminalizing homelessness. That is, you know, people fall on hard times. Anyone can fall on hard times. But our state needs to do more to take care of people who clearly cannot take care of themselves. And just allowing them to live outside and on our streets is not okay. So, you know, right now we do not have enough treatment. We do not have enough supports. And our jail system, folks have been saying, you know, well, you're criminalizing it. You know, our jail is where a lot of these folks are getting medically assisted treatment. They're getting medical care. They're able to detox. And then after they've been in jail for a week or two or just even a couple of days, maybe they're in a better space to accept services. And so it's
really not about
trying to criminalize them. It's really helping them on a path to be more successful.
Mayor Franklin, I would urge you to take a look at a new article in Atlantic Magazine by Sam Quinones, who was on this show a couple of days ago.
He's great.
And he makes exactly the point that it is not merciful to allow people to wallow in their own addiction and for it to get worse and worse, especially with fentanyl and meth being so common today. And that really there is a role for law enforcement, and that
absolutely,
for many people, if not most people, who are trying to combat addiction, jail actually happens to be a place where you can do that. There was also another individual who publicly testified at the Everett City Council when you met on this issue. And he pointed out there are a lot of homeless people that are gathering in our neighborhood, and they are bringing drugs, trash, they're littering. They're not respecting the neighbors who live in the neighborhood. And that's what you're really talking about here, is not just the homeless people, but the people who have to deal with that throughout the city of Everett.
Yeah, and I mean, it is as mayor, I'm responsible for the health and safety and well-being of everybody in the city, whether they're sheltered or not, whether they're housed or not, whether they're addicted or not. And yeah, as Sam shares, it is not safe. It is not acceptable. What's the message we're giving our children if people are openly smoking fentanyl and they have to walk by that on their way to school? Or, you know, as it happened to my daughter and I when we were walking to school, somebody that clearly had severe behavioral health issues accosted us, and we had to jump out into the street to avoid being struck by that person. So that is this is not the way society is can stay healthy. This is not the way we should be. We should exist. These folks deserve care and support, and you and others and our businesses deserve to be able to run their businesses successfully, to live safely in their homes, and to be able to walk in the community. And so, you know, as a mayor, that balance is something that we just have to hold. And I think it is important when you shared it. The community often says it's homelessness, but it really isn't homelessness that's the problem. It is open public drug use. It is the illegal behaviors that we're seeing, and that is what we're trying to address with these ordinances.
And I wish you Godspeed in that effort. That's Mayor Cassie Franklin of the city of Everett, Washington. We'll be right back with similar issues coast to coast in Portland and in New York City. And the idea of a 28th Amendment to the Constitution, that and more coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
And yes, our Constitution has been amended 27 times. Even though it's very, very difficult to get through a constitutional amendment, all of those 27 amendments that have been successful have something in common. And what do they have in common? They were all adopted first by Congress and then sent to the states. In other words, if you have the Congress of the United States, it can start in either the House or the Senate. And you have two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, and they have adopted an amendment, then it gets sent out to the states, and you then need both houses of the state legislature, or the one state we have that has only one house in the legislature, that's Nebraska. So you need a total of, what is it, it would normally be 100, you need 99 state legislatures. Really, different state legislative bodies that then give you approval of that constitutional amendment. Of that 99 state legislatures, you need to get three quarters of them, 75%. So it's very difficult to get amendments through. And Gavin Newsom is right now trying to get some attention, even though in an interview after releasing this video, he says, no, he's not interested in becoming president. But this is a very big national issue. What he is calling upon people to do is to get not three-quarters of the states, what you need is two-thirds of the states, to call a new constitutional convention. It's the kind of thing that Mark Levin has been talking about for years. But this Gavin Newsom kind of amendment would be the kind of amendment that I'm not at all sure that Mr. Levin would approve, or that most Republicans would approve, or that most state legislatures would approve. And that's why it's so much a waste of time. It's basically using the Constitution to do some very specific firearm regulation. How specific? Well, here's Governor Newsom of California talking about how he would change the founding charter of the United States, the document that is the fountain of all of our laws and all of our constitutional decisions. He would add these provisions to the Constitution. Listen, 14B.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines four additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases. And it bans civilians from buying assault rifles, those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw. This will guarantee states as well the ability to enact common sense gun safety laws while leaving the Second Amendment intact and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. The 28th locks in the common sense constitutional protections that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support. And it ensures NRA-owned politicians can never strip those protections away. This fight won't be easy, and it certainly won't be fast. Convening a constitutional convention requires two-thirds of the states to call for this. California will be the first. But that's just the beginning. Join us.
Okay, this is an almost complete waste of time. The majority of those 99 state legislative houses, where you need to get two-thirds of them in order to even call this constitutional convention, and they need to get three-fourths of all those legislative houses that have to come through to adopt an amendment. Most of those legislative houses are dominated by Republicans, or some of them are evenly split. But the idea that you're going to get more than a handful of Republicans anywhere wanting to change permanently the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, when you talk about changing the age that you have to reach before you can purchase certain kinds of firearms, having the Constitution of the United States, which is supposed to be the foundation of law and broad and universal principles that are extraordinarily important, to have that go into detail about what kind of guns you can buy and can't buy. And by the way, there really is nothing. A lot of this has to do with the new jurisprudence that was introduced by Justice Scalia with the Heller case. And where they are getting more aggressive about limiting the amount that you can limit firearm purchase. But the idea that you would need to change the Constitution in order to change in state by state the age you would reach before you can buy a gun, it's preposterous. You can do this far more easily and far more successfully. You can make this kind of change by simply going into the state legislature and having a majority vote. Newsom was interviewed on NBC News, and a reporter asked him, okay, how is this even possible, given the mixed control of legislative bodies all around the country where not everybody in every legislature even agrees on these points? And here's his response. Listen.
To achieve this, he'll need two-thirds of states to propose the same amendment. That would trigger a constitutional convention, where three-quarters of states would have to vote yes for the amendment to pass.
But more than half of these state legislatures are controlled by Republicans. So how is this possible? How is this going to happen?
It's possible because their constituency demands it.
In fact, a recent Fox News poll found most Americans are in favor of these measures.
There's not a parent out there, not one parent, you included, that doesn't think about these things when you send your kids to school.
You know very well what the critics are going to say about this. California has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. In the first month of the year, between Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park, 18 people were killed. That's what they're going to say. What do we need this 28th Amendment for?
And with California's gun death rate today is 73% lower than Texas. These federal judges want to turn America into Texas. We cannot let that happen.
Well, why not then concentrate on turning Texas into America and changing the minds of people who live in Texas? Again, this is a disrespect for the democratic process. It's a stunt. It will go nowhere. They cite in the NBC coverage a Fox News poll saying 87% of voters favor criminal background checks, 77% support a 30-day waiting period. All of those things are possible. They will not be found unconstitutional. They do not contradict the Second Amendment. And those changes have been made in state after state after state without being thrown out on a constitutional basis. Right now, there's a lot of discussion about Governor Newsom because there's a lot of discussion about Dianne Feinstein. And Dianne Feinstein clearly should think about retiring, and retiring soon. And no, there won't be a Republican to replace her because Governor Newsom gets to appoint her replacement. What's fascinating, as I saw today, that they are speculating, there's already three announced candidates, big, prominent announced candidates, who are running for that Senate seat in California to replace her. Adam Schiff, the congressman, Congressman Barbara Lee, who was the only congressman to vote both against the Iraq War and against the American effort in Afghanistan. She's from Northern California. And then Katie Porter, who is also a member of the Squad and one of the more outspoken radical liberals in the United States House. Any of those could win the election, but the fascinating thing is that they probably will have an interim appointment. And Gavin Newsom has already said that if he makes an interim appointment, he's going to appoint a black woman. Now, who would it be? There's been a great, yeah, Kamala Harris, right? That's a seat she used to, as she used to hold the other Senate seat. Oprah Winfrey has been rumored. They're also talking about appointing Leon Panetta, former head of the CIA. They're talking about appointing Jerry Brown, who is a governor of California twice and very recently. What will happen, we will see in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.